There was a tweet this weekend about the Texans cheerleaders being upset that they weren't treated like the integral part of the organization that they are.
Yeah, they don't. They're suing, and the story, at least Gloria Allred, I saw, got involved on Friday. She might have involved earlier. At least the story I saw was on Friday. Yeah, they don't believe they're being paid what they should be, considering what they mean to the organization.
Integral. I think they put their word was integral. I don't. Integral is not the word I would probably use.
What would you use? Superfluous.
I would think they're. The word that I would probably use, no, not superfluous. I would think that they're additional. They are
cheerleaders. Look, you probably heard what they make. Right?
I think they're awesome. Yeah,
they don't make anything.
They don't make anything.
They probably are underpaid for the amount of times they have to go to the suites to entertain and do all that. I don't know if they get paid separately for that. They have a certain amount of appearances they have to make.
Here's the deal: is it's kind of an internship. It's kind of a
internship to what?
It's an internship into the business world. You always get to say you were a Texans cheerleader. That, you know what? That helps. It really does.
Which business?
Wait a minute. Any business. Would you rather hire, if you're a businessman, a Texans cheerleader or not a Texans cheerleader?
Should that even play a part in who you're hiring?
I feel like this is a setup question. This feels like something Dell would ask. Set me up.
No, I think it's. It's not a career, by the way. Well, and so I don't think that they should. That's great. Get paid. Get as much as you possibly can. But this stuff that they're integral to the organization is false. We go there to watch the football games, and they're a sideshow. That's what they are. They're a sideshow. They're not. No one goes there except maybe their parents to watch them cheer.
Do you?
But you saying that no one goes to see Orbit do his thing either.
Shouldn't be paid like he's a player.
Yeah, but I think he should.
He's a sideshow.
Yeah, but you should probably be paid more than the cheerleaders are paid. At least the last I heard, it was like
this is
surprisingly
what it is.
Low.
According to ESPN, as of May 2017, the average pay range from $75 to $150 per game.
That's outlandishly low.
Not really.
You're there for how many hours?
Yeah.
And your time in between practice and all that stuff, it's probably less than minimum. It's 100% less than minimum wage per hour that you put in. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree that they should be paid more. Too. Again, I don't disagree that they should be paid more. I don't disagree with that. But I do disagree with the value that they're putting on themselves.
Well, you have to do that if you want to try to get more money.
Well, I guess you do.
Yeah,
I guess you do. Like, I think that's a bit of a ridiculous argument. But hey, go get it. You know, and if you put a bunch of time in, you should be paid for it and all of that stuff.
Here's what I would tell you.
But this whole integral thing.
Do people show up? They add answer. I do think cheerleaders add ancillary benefits. You see what the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders became a brand in the 70s and 80s. Maybe not as much now since everyone has, you know, these smoke shows on the sideline or whatever, but they sell calendar. They do calendar shoots. People buy the calendar shoots. They'll go to events. Have you ever just taken a look at Twitter? At some of the... Like when the girls were in studio here, you see the comments?
Creepiness.
They should be paid for hazard pay. They should have their pay tripled just for dealing with Twitter creeps. You look beautiful, Courtney. Oh my God, so much beauty again. How can anyone stand even be in your presence?
Oh my God, look at those red boots. I love the red
follow
boots
back.
On you.
I need to message you. Yeah. Like, no, don't follow back. And they follow everybody.
They have to, though, don't they?
Oh, thanks. You're sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, sweetheart. It's great to see you again. Like, these guys, there is a cottage industry of creeps.
Let's get John in here. He wants to talk about the cheerleaders. What do you say, John?
Yeah, I beg to differ about the cheerleaders being integral and have a real good purpose. I was a season ticket holder in the first row since day one. And the very lean years, the first 6 or 8 or 12 or 14 years, when they really sucked, which is, you know, most of the time, by the end of the first quarter or the beginning of the second quarter and the game was already over, I had my binoculars out about 50 feet away, stalking them. So that's about.
Now you're using. We just talked about the Twitter creeps. You just use the phrase.
That's
stalk.
Really the point.
You just use stalk. Like I said, hazard pay. They should be getting at least 250 a game.
Yeah. Because they're not allowed to. I don't think.
Social media now, it's much more dangerous now.
We asked them when they are in here, since they're representatives of the team, they're not allowed to snap back. Like if some guy's really creepy, they can't be like, sir, stop. They have to be like, oh, thanks. They're not allowed to.
Why are you up in my face at this game? They can't do that.
They can't do
anything.
They can't
clap them.
No, they can't do it on Twitter. They can't do it on Instagram. They just got to be like, oh, okay.
Oh, or you're just sweet. Ignore it. I want to wear your skin. Oh, you're sweet. Oh, that's sweet. You want to wear my skin? That's sweet. Thanks. Thanks. Where's my $75? Give me my $75. You can't even get into a tournament at Prime.
You can't even get into a lamp?
I can't wait to follow you this week. It was amazing watching you do your Pilates outside of the studio.
Yeah, he's like, I can't wait to follow you. Wait a minute, you already follow me on Twitter.
I love that pink nightgown you have. What?
You already follow me on Twitter.
Oh, that's sweet.
I didn't mean follow you on Twitter. I meant follow you around.
You're so sweet.
To H-E-B, to credit union.
I can't wait till I get my $75. Because I should be paying you for this kind of attention I'm getting. You want me to pump your gas? I was parked right behind you at the Chevron the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Aw. You're following me in a car? How sweet.
You're following me in a white van?
You're following me in a Econoline van? How am I getting lucky enough to have this attention and to get $75 a week? In season only. Oh my gosh.
And then you have to try out again.
Yeah. Like, all right, now it's time for you to diet for about 6 months. Don't eat anything. Learn this dance routine and then get ready for an incredible amount of stalking. What else do I get? Well, you get to watch a team that's going to be either 9-7 or 7-9.
Going to the Super Bowl. That's what you get to watch.
You might see Deshaun Watson for six games.